The enemy is trying to distract us, and we need to stay focused. Our faith must be firm.
El Señor está aquí con nosotros.
The Lord is here with us.
No importa lo que el infierno pueda hacer.
It doesn't matter what the what hell wants to do.
No importa.
It doesn't matter.
Yes. Cristo venció la cruz del Calvario.
Jesus died on the cross.
Y lo venció la cruz.
And he paid it for it.
Él es victorioso.
He's victorious.
Él venció en la cruz.
He died for you.
Tenemos que tener nuestra fe firme en el Señor.
Our faith must be firm in Christ.
Quisiera, hermano, que oráramos a Dios.
We need to pray to God.
Puedo sentir oposición ahora.
We feel opposition.
Pero el Señor va a hacer grandes cosas.
Yes. But God is going to do great and mighty things tonight.
Amen.
Yo le creo a Dios.
Yo no me voy a ir de aquí sin que el Señor me bendiga.
We don't want to leave unless the Lord blesses us.
Yo le recomiendo, hermano, no se vaya igual.
Don't leave here the same.
No es la primera vez que sucede.
It's not the first time this happens.
Pero hay que creerle a Dios.
We got to believe God.
Aleluya.
Amen.
Dios ha sido bueno para con
usted. God has been good
Aleluya.
To you.
Aleluya. Yes. Él es bueno.
He is good.
Aleluya. Vamos a cantar una canción. Mira, hermano, el Espíritu Santo del Señor, Él está aquí.
The Holy Spirit is here.
Dele gracias a Dios por ello.
And give Him thanks for it.
Hermano, si no fuera por la sangre de Cristo Jesús, hermano,
it wasn't for the blood of Jesus,
no tendríamos acceso, hermano, a la presencia de Dios.
We wouldn't have access to the presence of God.
Yo quisiera, hermano, que estuviéramos orando al Señor. Interceda delante de Dios, hermano.
We need to intercede.
Diga al Señor, Señor, ven, Señor. Come, Holy Spirit, move on me.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Move on me, Lord.
Move on me.
Señor, muévete en mí, Señor.
Move in me.
Oh.
Jesus is enough. Your blood is the shelter in the midst of the storm. Your blood is my refuge when I'm hurting along. Your blood is enough. Jesus is enough. Sangre rescata mi vida de pecar, tu sangre me sana de quebranto y dolor, suficiente es, suficiente es. Sangre es mi abrigo en tormenta y clamor. Tu sangre es refugio cuando lastimado estoy. Tu sangre es por mí. Cristo es para mí. Your blood is the rescue to the sins in life. Your blood is healing, oppressed and broken. Your blood is enough. Jesus is enough. Your in the midst of the storm, your blood is my refuge when I'm hurting alone. Your blood is enough. Jesus is enough.
Thank you, Lord.
Your blood is my refuge to the same blood. Your blood is my healing for the hopeless and broken. Your blood is enough. My Jesus is enough. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your blood is a
shelter in the midst of my soul. The Lord is my refuge when I'm hurting and alone. Your blood is enough.
Yes, yes. Jesus is enough. The sangre, Señor. Tu sangre rescata de pecar. Tu sangre me sana de quebranto y dolor, suficiente es, Señor, suficiente es. Tu sangre es mi abrigo en tormenta y clamor. Tu sangre es refugio cuando lastimado estoy. Tu sangre es por mí. Mi Cristo es para mí. Renueva y restaura, me salva y me sana, liberta al cautivo, nos da libertad. Es la vida eterna aquel que recibe tu sangre. to the sin-stained life. Your blood is my healing for the hopeless and broken. Your blood is enough. My Jesus is enough.
Is enough.
Your blood is a shelter in the midst of the storm. Your Lord is my refuge when I'm burning alone. Your Lord is enough. Oh, Jesus is enough. It's renewing, restoring,
yeah. I'd just like to say that the spiritual warfare that we've encountered trying to have this, now I know why. But this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
I like to pray just before I start. Dear God, I thank you for this day you've made, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would just have your word be spoken today, Lord, and that you would use me as a vessel, Lord, and that whatever you would want me to say would be said, Lord. Any of the opposition that all the families coming tonight have been experiencing, Lord, we cast down all those devils and spirits that have been attacking everyone, Lord. Lord, you say when the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll raise up a standard against it, oh God. And you say, Lord, that not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord God. And you say, Lord, when we're struggling in this life, Lord, that you're going to pick us up, Lord, because you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. And he who began a good work in us will be faithful to complete it until the day of the Lord Jesus, Lord. So I thank you for all this, Lord, and just bless this night, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gracias,
did you guys know that the first book written in the Bible was actually proven to be the book of Job? That's why I
notado, hermanos, que el primer libro que fue escrito en la Biblia fue el libro de Job.
This is so important because it means that the first book of the Bible deals with the believer's sanctification.
Y esto es muy importante porque nos hace ver que el libro de Job habla acerca de la santificación del creyente.
Not the sinner's salvation.
No es para la salvación del pecador.
In the book of Job, we learn how the Lord protects believers from Satan.
Y el libro de Job es para ver cómo Dios protege al creyente del diablo.
But he could lift that portion of the hedge to allow Satan to tempt us for a season.
Pero permite al enemigo usar el cerco que tiene para nosotros.
So we're going to begin reading in Job 1:7.
Ahora vamos a leer en Job 1:7.
So in Job 1:7 it says, the Lord said unto Satan, where have you been?
Y dijo Jehová a Satanás, ¿de dónde vienes?
Then Satan answered and said to the Lord,
y Satanás dijo al Señor,
from going to and fro on the earth,
de rodear la tierra,
and from walking up and down on it.
Y andar por ello.
And the Lord said unto Satan,
y Jehová dijo a Satanás,
have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him on all the earth. A perfect and upright man. One who fears God and hates evil. Then Satan answered and said to the Lord, Does Job fear God for naught? That means like, does he surely fear you? And then Satan said this, have you made a hedge about him? And about his house and about all that he has on every side? And you have blessed the work of his hands? And his substance is increased in the land. But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to the face. See, this proves that God puts a hedge around believers. And takes care of our every need. He is the great shepherd. So it says in verse 12, Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only upon himself put not forth your hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And later in the story, we learn that Job loses all his wealth.
Y más adelante vemos que Job pierde todas sus posesiones.
his servants, his family. But he still says, naked I come to this world, and naked I leave. Blessed be the name of the Lord, of Godhead. It is one thing to serve God when all is going good. But will we praise Him when things go bad? I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Sometimes, or actually all the time, God uses trials to test us. God uses trials to test us. Sometimes we actually have to go through the same test over and over. Until we pass the test. The last thing I'd like to say is Job was the most righteous man on earth and still faced this challenge. This means that any work or effort in the flesh will not get us through. This is why I believe God chose the book of Job to be the first book of the Bible. He wants to show us that believers, that faith alone in the finished work of God is all that will sustain us in the time of trial. In life, if we hear that somebody in our family has cancer, or someone cannot be healed of a disease, or for example, my dad died when I was only 4 years old, we have to know that God knows best. It says in Romans 8:28 that God causes all things to work together for the good for those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. Now I have a spiritual father on earth who has helped me become the man of God that I am today, which my natural born father could never do for me. So at the end of the story in Job, we read that Job receives a double portion of what the devil stole. This is why we know that in the latter days, God's Holy Spirit will be poured out for a double portion. And the latter will be greater than the former. I love this journey of serving the Lord. Do we have trials? Sure. Do we have temptations? Yes. But as greater is He that is in us than He is in the world. I just want to be a faithful laborer in the last day's harvest that the Lord has called us to do. Do you want to be a servant? Do you want to live for Christ with all your heart, even if you have to die to yourself to live? I do. For me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. God bless you guys. I just want to share that, like, this whole week, the most weirdest things have been happening to us. Our refrigerator broke down. There's this, car, all kinds of issues. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, God's going to raise the standard against it. And like Pastor Daniel said, even though there's distractions or anything trying to stop what God wants to do, no demon in hell, no principality or power or ruler of darkness will be able to stop what God wants to do. This is why we stand with the full armor of God on, so we could stand in that evil day, having the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the belt of truth, and the gospel of the preparation on our feet. This is how we have the victory, brothers and sisters.
Thank you.
Hermanos, tengo algo que compartir con ustedes. Dios puso esto en mi corazón.
I have something to share with you. The Lord placed this in my heart.
No sé, yo espero en el Señor que pueda ser. Ya lo he compartido antes, parte de mi testimonio en el Señor.
I have shared this before. It's part of my testimony with the Lord.
Muchas veces nuestros hijos,
a lot of time our kids, our children,
van a ser atacados por el enemigo grandemente.
Are going to be attacked by the enemy in a great manner.
Día y noche,
night and day,
Satanás está listo para atacar a nuestros jóvenes, a nuestros niños.
The devil's ready to attack our kids, our little children.
El diablo, su táctica es que usa venda los ojos de las personas.
And what the devil uses is cover the eyes of the people.
Cega el entendimiento.
It blinds the understanding.
Ciega el entendimiento.
It blinds the understanding.
Usted puede razonar las cosas de Dios ahorita.
We can reason, think about the things of the Lord right now.
Porque usted tiene el Espíritu Santo de Dios con usted.
And it's because you have the Holy Spirit in you.
Pero muchas veces,
but a lot of times,
cuando el corazón del joven se endurece contra las cosas de Dios,
when the heart of the young man, the young people get hardened against the things of God,
y cuando el corazón del adulto se endurece contra las cosas de Dios,
and when the heart of the adult get hardened against the things of the Lord,
cuando le da más lugar a su carne, más lugar a uno mismo,
when we give place to the flesh, to the desires of ourselves,
quiere uno jugar dos partes.
We want playing in both sides.
Muchas veces conociendo de Dios,
a lot of time knowing about God,
pero queriendo tener parte con las cosas de este mundo.
But desiring to do something and have some part in the things of the world.
Cuando endurecemos nuestro corazón para con Dios,
when we harden our heart against God,
el diablo toma muchas ventajas.
The devil take a lot of advantages.
Como leía el hermano al principio,
as the brother was reading at the beginning,
Dios el Señor, si el Señor le hubiera permitido al diablo, el alma de Job o la vida de Job, el diablo lo hubiera destrozado.
If the Lord would allow Satan to touch the soul of Job, Satan would have killed him, destroyed him.
De la manera más horrenda que pueda haber.
In the most horrific way you can imagine.
Como no se puede imaginar.
The way we cannot imagine.
El diablo es asesino.
The devil is a killer.
Es malo.
He's evil.
Dios es bueno.
God is good. Yeah.
Él vino a darnos vida.
He came to give us life.
Él vino a darnos vista.
He came to give us sight.
Él vino a quitar la venda de los ojos.
He came to open our eyes.
Para que podamos mirar las cosas de Dios.
So we can see the things of God. Yeah.
En un tiempo yo le huía al Señor.
There was a time when I was running away from God.
Pensaba que podía jugar con las cosas de este mundo.
And I was thinking that I would be able to play with the things of the world.
No conocía tanto del mensaje de la cruz.
I didn't know too much about the message of the cross.
Pero algo Dios me enseñó.
But the Lord taught me something.
Su misericordia es muy grande.
His mercy is so great.
Amen. Su misericordia es muy grande.
His mercy is so great.
Que si el Señor nos permitiera cada uno de nosotros,
and if the Lord would allow every one of us,
saber cuál sería nuestro final sin Cristo Jesús,
if he will let us know what will be our end without Jesus.
Sin la cruz. Piense un momento sin la cruz.
Just think a little bit. Without the cross of Christ, what will be our end?
¿Cuál sería el final de su alma, de su vida?
Where will be, where our soul will be in the end?
Es terrible.
It's horrible.
Es lo más terrible que pueda haber.
It's the most terrible thing that can happen.
Gracias al Señor por la sangre de Cristo Jesús.
Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ.
Gracias al Señor por la cruz.
Yes. Thank God for the cross of Christ.
Que podamos mirar lo que Cristo hizo por nosotros. Aleluya.
And thank for that we can see what Jesus Christ did for us.
Cuán grande es su amor en el Calvario para rescatarnos de la misma muerte.
How great was his love in Calvary to rescue us from the very death.
Hubo un tiempo, hermano,
there was a time, my brother,
que cegado por el enemigo,
when I was blind by the enemy,
era más joven, mucho más joven.
I was a lot younger.
Pero el diablo tomó muchas ventajas de mí.
But the devil took a lot of advantages of me.
Cegó mi entendimiento.
He blinded my understanding.
Mis padres me hablaban del Señor.
My parents were always talking about the Lord to me.
Y me decía,
they used to tell me,
mijo, la vida que estás llevando está mal.
They used to tell me, the life you're living is so wrong.
Me leía la palabra.
They read me the Bible.
Pero había en mi vida, ya estaba tan encadenada, tan en bondage, en ataduras.
And my life was so bondage in the evil.
Porque el diablo tomó muchas ventajas.
Because the devil took advantage.
Dos noches dormí en una casa.
Two nights I was sleeping in a house.
Donde hacían sacrificios a la Santa Muerte.
Where they would make sacrifices to the dead.
Era dedicado para eso.
That house was only for that.
Teniendo yo mi casa.
Having my house, my own house,
teniendo mi familia,
having my own family,
durmiendo en una casa,
I was living in a house
donde era inmoral, era diabólico todo aquello.
Where everything was devilish, it was immoral.
Piense nada más un poco, hermano.
And think a little bit about this.
El narcotráfico,
the drug dealing.
Los pandillas,
gangs,
tenían control de todas esas cosas.
They had control of all the stuff.
Esa casa la habían abandonado.
That was an abandoned house.
La hacían ahí para hacer sus sacrificios y sus trueques.
They used that house to make sacrifices and dealings.
Toda la casa estaba pintada negro por adentro.
The whole house was painted black from inside.
Cuando usted miraba la casa por afuera, la casa se miraba muy bonita.
If you would see the house from outside, it would look pretty good.
Pero adentro,
but inside,
todo era negro.
Everything was black.
Yo estaba durmiendo en la sala.
And I was sleeping in the living room.
En el suelo.
In the floor.
Porque no quería ir a mi casa.
Because I didn't want to go home.
El diablo me tenía cegado.
The devil was had me so blind.
Pero una noche,
one night,
la última noche,
the last night,
alguien estaba intercediendo por mí.
Someone was praying for me, interceding for me.
Estoy seguro de ello.
And I'm pretty sure of that.
Alguien estaba interesado en que yo no me perdiera.
Somebody was so interested that I will not be lost.
Mis padres en primer lugar.
Maybe my parents.
Mis familias.
My family.
Ellos conocían y sabían que yo estaba mal delante de Dios.
They were believers and they knew that I was wrong before God.
Y ellos oraban y intercedían por Dios.
And they were praying and interceding to God for me.
Oraban por mí.
They were praying for me.
Esa vez,
at that time,
el Señor quitó la venda de mis ojos.
The Lord took away the blindness of my eyes.
El Señor tocó mi corazón.
The Lord touched my heart.
¿Le puedo decir una cosa?
And I can tell you now,
No tenía por qué hacerlo.
He didn't have to do it.
Yo lo había conocido y yo abandoné las cosas de Dios.
I knew God and I turned away from Him.
No tenía el Señor por qué volver a tocar mi vida.
And the Lord didn't have to touch my life again.
Pero en su misericordia,
but in His mercy,
Él abrió mi entendimiento una vez más.
He opened my understanding just one more time.
Y pude mirar en la miseria que estaba.
And I could see the misery that I was in.
Y aún en medio del infierno,
even in midst of hell,
alrededor de tantos demonios que estaban allí,
surrounded for a lot of demons that were there,
Cristo me perdonó.
Jesus Christ forgave me.
Mi alma clamaba a Dios.
And my soul was crying out to God.
Me decía, Señor, ten misericordia de mí.
And I used to tell him, Lord, have mercy on me.
Perdóname.
Forgive me.
Líbrame de esto.
Deliver me for this.
Y el Señor lo hizo.
And the Lord did it.
Amen. No tenía por qué hacerlo.
He didn't have to do it.
Pero Él me amó.
But He loved me.
Y Él ama a sus hijos.
And He loved your kids.
Él ama a su familia.
He loves your family.
Él ama a los más chiquitos.
He loves your children.
Y Él ama a los más grandes.
He loves the old ones.
El diablo viene a matar a los chicos y a los grandes.
The devil comes to kill the children and the big ones.
Pero el Señor apareció para deshacer las obras del diablo.
But Jesus Christ came to destroy the gates of the enemy.
Aleluya.
Gloria a Dios.
Hay veces, hermano, que no meditamos en las grandezas de Dios.
There are sometimes that we don't think about the greatness and things of God.
El Señor no tenía por qué salvarnos.
The Lord didn't have why to save us. He didn't have to save us.
Él no tenía.
He didn't have to save us.
Pero Él murió en su gracia.
But in His mercy He died.
Él me alcanzó.
He raised me. Yes.
Aleluya.
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 Amen.
Él me vino a buscar. Y me salvó.
He saved me.
Él vino a buscarle a usted y lo salvó.
He came to look for me and saved me.
Quizás usted era más bueno que yo.
Maybe you were better than me.
Y usted sí se merecía la salvación.
And you deserve the salvation.
Por eso no tiene tanto gozo como yo.
And that's why you have that big joy that I have.
Pero tengo gozo en mi alma.
But I have joy in my soul.
Tengo paz en mi corazón.
I have peace in my heart.
¿Y sabe qué pasa?
And you know what happens?
Él me dio su espíritu.
He gave me His spirit.
Amen.
Aleluya.
He gave me His spirit.
Yo tengo el espíritu de Dios en mí.
I have the spirit of God in me.
Usted tiene el espíritu de Dios en usted.
You have the spirit of God.
Usted no está solo.
You are not alone.
Cristo está con usted.
Jesus Christ is with you.
Él es suyo.
He is yours.
Oh, bueno, Cristo es mío.
Okay, Jesus is mine.
Cristo es mío.
Jesus is mine.
El Señor es usted.
The Lord is yours.
Usted es el Señor.
And you are the Lord.
Usted es propiedad de Cristo.
You belong to Jesus.
Usted le pertenece al Señor.
You belong to the Lord.
Fuimos comprados a precio de sangre.
We were bought with the price of blood.
Amén.
Amen.
¿Puede haber un poco de gozo en su corazón?
Yes.
Por ello, porque usted es un hijo de Dios, porque le pertenece a Cristo. Porque no hay nada que el diablo pueda hacer en contra de ello, hermano.
Because there's nothing that Satan can do about it.
¿Puede meditar en eso? Que no hay nada que el diablo pueda hacer, hermano.
Can you think about that?
Ya me amó.
The devil can't do anything about it. Jesus loved me.
Ya me amó el Señor.
Jesus loved me already.
Ya me ama.
He loved me.
Ya derramó su sangre por mí.
He gave His blood for me.
Ya me amó.
He loved me.
Ya me alcanzó.
He reached me.
El diablo llegó tarde.
The devil was late.
Amén.
Amen.
¿Sí?
Yes.
¿Lo puede declarar usted?
Amen.
El diablo, llegaste tarde.
And you say, devil,
llegaste
you
tarde were... conmigo, diablo, te equivocaste.
Can you say, devil, yeah, you're wrong with me?
Amen.
Amen.
Pero aún así sabiendo,
but even though you know that,
Junior, aún así sabiendo,
even though knowing that,
que le pertenecemos al Señor,
that we belong to the Lord,
que el diablo ya no puede hacer nada,
the devil can't do anything about it,
voluntariamente,
willingly,
decidimos caminar fuera.
We decide to walk outside.
Boy Scouts.
Yeah, Boy Scouts.
Como Boy Scouts.
Yes. Boy Scouts.
Bien machos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. El diablo es mentiroso.
The devil is a liar.
Piense usted las atracciones que tiene usted en su corazón.
And think about the attraction that you feel in your heart.
Piense ahora de sus hijos.
And think about your kids.
Piense ahora de sus parientes.
Think about your relatives.
El diablo constantemente está tratando de jalar sus vidas, de jalar sus almas.
The devil is trying to pull out their lives, their souls.
Dice la palabra del Señor que ciega el entendimiento.
The Lord, the word of God says, he blinds the understanding.
Echa un lazo sobre ellos.
He puts a rope about around them.
Leash.
A leash. Yes.
Y lo amarra a la persona.
And tie the people up.
Al Hijo de Dios.
To the Son of God.
¿Ah? Lo pone en ataduras.
He binds him.
Pero cuando ese Hijo de Dios,
but when this Son of God,
cuando el Hijo de Dios,
when the Son of God,
cuando estoy hablando del verdadero Hijo de Dios,
when I talk about the real Son of God,
que puede decir,
that can say,
yo no necesito estar atado por el diablo.
I don't have to be bided by the devil.
Yo le pertenezco a Cristo.
I belong to Jesus.
Si soy esclavo,
if I'm a slave,
soy esclavo de Cristo.
I'm a slave of Jesus Christ.
Él dio su vida por mí.
He gave his life for me.
Y cualquier cosa que haga el enemigo,
and if the enemy does anything,
ya no puede.
He cannot.
Porque le pertenezco a Cristo.
He can do nothing because I belong to Jesus.
Hermano, es necesario que nuestro corazón,
and brother, it is very necessary that in our heart,
siempre estemos firmes en la fe.
We can be stand still in our faith.
Muchas veces se van a levantar en contra de nosotros.
And a lot of times they're gonna raise up against us.
De nuestras familias.
Our families.
Amigos.
Friends.
Que mejores piensan que son sus amigos.
Your best friends.
Se van a levantar en su contra.
They're gonna raise up against you.
Le van a ofrecer lo mejor.
So going to offer you the best.
Pero en realidad,
but in reality,
el diablo está disfrazado hacia ahí.
Yeah, the devil is in disguise from that.
So el espíritu del enemigo está ahí.
Is the evil spirit in there.
A través de cosas que se ofrecen.
And he's working through things that they are offered.
Pero hay poder en Cristo.
But there's power in Jesus Christ.
Amén.
Amen.
Hermano, es necesario que cuando intercedamos por nuestros hijos,
and it's very necessary when we intercede for our kids,
cuando intercedamos por alguien más,
when we are praying or interceding for someone,
tengamos entendimiento, hermano.
We have the understanding.
Pidámosle al Señor, Señor,
and ask the Lord, Lord,
tienes que hacer algo.
You have to do something.
Tú viniste a libertar a mis hijos.
You came to deliver my kids.
Tú moriste en la cruz por él.
You died in the cross for them. Yeah.
Si tu espíritu no hace algo allí mismo,
and if your Holy Spirit doesn't do anything,
si tu espíritu no abre el entendimiento,
if your spirit doesn't open the understanding,
¿cómo va a ver?
How he's gonna see?
¿Cómo va a mirar la cruz?
How he's gonna see the cross?
¿Cómo va a mirar la salvación?
How he's gonna see the salvation?
¿Usted qué puede mirar?
If you can see.
Pero el otro no puede ver.
You can see, but the other one cannot see.
Su trabajo es pedirle al Señor.
And your job is to cry out to God.
El que tiene la unción para traer vista al ciego.
The one who has the anointing to give sight to the blind.
Él es Jesucristo.
He is Jesus Christ.
Cristo Jesús es el libertador.
Jesus Christ is the deliverer.
Y tenemos que clamar al Señor.
We have to cry out to you.
Señor, tú eres el libertador, Lord, de mi hijo.
Lord, you are the deliverer of my kid.
Tú eres el libertador de mi hija.
You are the deliverer of my girl.
Tú eres el libertador de mi hermano, de mi hermana.
You are the deliverer of my brother, my sister.
En el nombre de Jesús,
in the name
Padre.
Of Jesus, Father.
Libértalo.
Deliver him.
Quita la venda de los ojos.
Open their eyes.
Rompe sus lazos del enemigo.
Break up the bondage.
Atráelo a ti, Señor.
bring it up to him.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Hermano, él va delante de nosotros.
The Lord goes before us.
Créale a Dios.
Believe God.
Amén. Tenemos que creerle a Dios.
We have to believe God.
Tiene que interceder a Dios.
You have to cry it out to God.
No se rinda, hermano.
Don't give up, brother.
Quizás su hijo,
maybe your kid,
va a estar predicando como yo hoy aquí.
He's going to be preaching like I'm doing it today.
En un lugar que nunca se imaginó estar.
In a place that he never imagined.
Yes. Pero va a estar predicando a Dios.
But he can be preaching the word. Though.
Porque una madre, porque un padre,
because a mother, because a father,
no se rindió,
didn't give up,
cedió,
he fought.
Amen. Le decía a Rachel la vez pasada.
I was telling Rachel last night.
Es necesario, hermano, pararse como Sansón.
It's necessary to stand up like Samson.
Agarrar esa quijada de burro.
And take that donkey.
Quizás va a haber temor en usted.
Maybe you're going to be fearing you.
Muchas veces el poder ponernos a interceder por alguien.
A lot of times when we are interceding for someone.
Va a haber mucho temor.
We're going to bring fear.
Y Señor, si intercede, me pongo a interceder por este, el diablo se va a venir con todo.
Oh Lord, if I intercede for this person, the devil's gonna attack me with everything he has.
Señor, ¿cómo me equivoco?
Am I right or wrong?
Es que si me levanto bien temprano a orar, el diablo se me va a echar encima y se le va a echar encima también a aquel.
Yeah, if I wake up early to pray, the devil's gonna come against me and against that.
Yo no sé. Hermano, cuando Sansón miró esa quijada, hermano, y la tomó.
When Samson saw that jaw and took it.
Amen. Aleluya, se quedó en su mano, se hizo parte de él.
It was dwelt in his hand, it was a part of it.
Pero tiene que ser el Espíritu Santo de Dios.
He has to be the Holy Spirit of God.
Para quitar ese temor.
To take off that fear.
Hermano, ¿en qué pensamiento, en cómo podría alguien pensar que con la quijada de un burro podía matar a miles?
How can somebody imagine or think that with a donkey's jaw can kill a lot of
people? ¿Qué cosa será posible?
Looking at that thing and saying, is that possible?
El Espíritu Santo de Dios,
the Holy Spirit of the Lord,
le da convicción a su espíritu.
Bring conviction to your spirit.
De pararse firme.
To stand firm.
Con mi espíritu. No es la quijada.
It's not the job.
Es mi espíritu.
It's my spirit.
Y es pararse y tomar obediencia.
It's standing and take obedience.
Cristo ya lo venció en la cruz.
The Lord defeated them on the cross.
Yeah. Hay que tomarnos del sacrificio de Cristo.
Take the sacrifice of Christ for us.
Pelear la buena batalla de la fe.
And fight a good fight of faith.
Yes. Amén. Sin parar.
Without stopping.
Sin parar.
Without stopping.
Van a caer miles.
They're gonna fall thousands.
Miles de demonios tienen que irse.
Thousands of devils.
En el nombre de Jesús. Uno va a hacer a correr a todos.
One is gonna make everyone.
Porque Cristo.
Because Jesus Christ
está frente.
Is before you.
No es que es el que está mirando el diablo.
It's not what the Lord is. The devil's thing.
Cristo en mí.
Yes. It's Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Es Cristo.
It's Jesus Christ in you.
Amén.
Amen.
Debemos pedir a Dios con fe.
We have to ask God with faith.
Créale a Dios.
Believe God.
No se rinda.
Don't give up.
No se rinda.
Don't give up.
No se rinda.
Don't give up.
Siga adelante.
Keep going.
Tome la cruz.
Take the cross.
Hágase del sacrificio.
Take the sacrifice of Christ.
Y siga adelante.
And keep going.
Creer al Señor.
Believe the Lord.
Amén.
Amen.
Gloria a Dios, hermano.
Amen.